It's Mother's Day. However, we are not going to spend the day telling you how to be better moms or how to worship motherhood, but to tell you about Jesus who did it all for you already.
As much as we truly celebrate mothers and the legacy of motherhood, we also acknowledge that for many, Mother's Day can be filled with grief, pain, hurt, and unwelcome reminders of unmet expectations. There are those who grew up without a mother, or those whose mother caused more harm than help. And those who desire motherhood, and for one reason or another, that desire is still unfulfilled. Those who love motherhood and desire recognition, but feel overlooked even today. Those who are in a difficult season and find more disappointment than joy in their role as mother. And those who have lost their mothers before they were ready to say goodbye.
Today, we want to acknowledge and bless the mothers of Resonate. Not just who our culture would define as mothers, but all women. You see, God created Eve in the garden to be bearer of life, a mother. While part of that was to produce biological children, God creating Eve as mother went far beyond mere biological motherhood. In Genesis 3:20, she was named Eve, meaning mother of the living, before she even had children. No matter where you are in your journey of motherhood, God has woven motherhood into you. As part of your God-created identity, you are to bring forth life to the places and people around you. While desire and hope for a certain form of motherhood is not wrong and often from God, don't confine the role of motherhood to certain categories like our world does.
So let us speak a blessing over all of you women in your different callings of motherhood. We pray for and we honor and we bless in the name of Jesus many different types of mothers today. For the mother who has chosen to stay at home with her children, may you be filled with grace to serve with joy day in and out as a service to God. And though this role may be thankless in the world, our great God sees all.
For the single mom who never planned on doing this alone, may you be consistently strengthened by your heavenly Father, his voice singing over you in delight. May the Lord, your maker, be your husband, and may the body of believers support and provide for your needs. For the mother who strives to balance work outside the home and love inside the home, may you be given energy, strength, and validation as you leap from one world to another every day, remembering that you need not strive or feel guilty because God will equip you for every good work he has called you to.
For the stepmom who walks the balance of sharing motherhood with another, we pray for peace, kindness, and delight over you. We celebrate this part of your story. And for moms who had poor mothers themselves but refused to let that pattern repeat itself, may the godly legacy you've started be carried on for generations to come.
For the mothers of children with special needs, may you find the joy of walking this unique path. May you find yourself in the arms of Jesus, seeing his face more clearly than you ever imagined, through knowing and loving the child that you have been given. As you learn each day that God's plans for you and your child are not only good, but rather they're better than anything you could have ever planned for yourself. For mothers with grown adult children, may today be filled with joy, satisfaction, a full heart, and a deep comfort from knowing that no matter where your children are, God is the good shepherd of all your souls, and your inadequacies are covered by his grace.
For the mother who is raising a child who was born to another mother through adoption or foster care, may the magnitude and blessing of that privilege not be lost on you as you hold tenderly the grief that accompanies the children and parents in this space. May you mother in the same life and grace and identity that God has spoken over you as his adopted child. For the mother who, in the best interest of her child, gave him or her to be raised by other parents through adoption, may you not forget that you are still a mother. God sees you, God loves you, and God blesses your sacrifice for the love of one another more than yourself.
For the mother who feels like you are often enduring loss more than enjoying the process to motherhood, whether through infertility, singleness, miscarriage, or losing a child, may the comfort of God Himself be near, and may God the Father, who gave His only Son over to death, enter into your grief and pain with you. For the mother who has had an abortion, may you know God's grace and comfort and forgiveness over you. May you feel healing and redemption at His feet, knowing the peace that transcends all understanding, and that you no longer have to carry shame because Christ took it on for you.
And for the spiritual mother who is bringing forth life to the dry and barren places around you, we bless you in the name of Jesus and ask that you may be filled with all the spiritual blessings from on high, that you would have the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in Him as you spend yourself for others. And finally, for all the women, young and old, we bless you as mothers, ones created by God to reflect His image by bringing forth life in the world around you. And we bless you not only as mothers, but as daughters of the Most High God, who has called us His own.
Women, mothers, daughters, no matter where you are on your motherhood journey, you are loved, you are significant, you are worthy, and you are enough. Not because of anything you have done or anything you can do, but only because of what Jesus has already done for you. You are loved, you are cherished, you are righteous, you are free, you are God ordained, God created, God commanded, mother and daughter, and we send you out to be salt and light in the world that desperately needs life. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you.